for woodworking.
And so that's long-time or long-term rentals?
Yeah, we have four gals in there right now.
We've had several couples that, like, graduate C of O, and they rent that, and then they leave because they have kids and they want to have a bigger space. And so the sad part is our kids get to know those people, and then they have to, you know, then they move on. Currently, there are four single gals living there in their 20s. I don't know if that answers your question.
But they're all there for the minimum 30 days.
They're there for, they sign a year lease. They've all been there 1 to 2 years.
So what would happen if they sell the property?
They lose
the nightly rental goes away.
It's a CUV.
Two residential homes, right?
Yeah, and they got plenty of acreage to split it, too.
Yeah.
And if that was the case where we sold, then that's why we're building this structure the way it is. We're fine to sell that structure as is, and I think a lot of people would want to raise a family in a structure like that.
Yeah.
It is 6,000 square feet, and so it's big, but most of that's taken up with the full-size pickleball court. So
indoors, we don't have the lake. We have to have something.
We're trying to set ourselves apart in that space. If our family, we're a big family, we have a family of six, so if we go to rent somewhere, we want to be away from people. We want to be close to town and the conveniences of town, but still be able to step away, get in nature, see the things, and if it's rain or shine, hot or cold, we want those kids to have activities to do, and that's what this accomplishes.
So the neighbors behind you, is there a large elevation?
Yes. I would say 500 or 600. It goes all the way down, and then they'd have to climb all the way back up to get to any of our neighbors in Hickory Ridge.
On the back side.
Correct. Yeah, you won't want to do it.
It's pretty unusual that we have somebody come like you guys, and there's not somebody here to speak against it. Have all your neighbors, are they all aware?
There was, I don't know if I can say this, but Rick was here, and then he got to Coffin and left, but he was going to speak for it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know all my neighbors, especially my back doors. Like, I know everybody on each side of me and across the street, but I don't know everybody in Hickory.
And what is across the street? What would you call that?
Yeah, he's a mechanic. He just likes to work on stuff, and so he also likes to collect things as they don't get fixed or do. So
you can't see any of those cars from the road.
Oh, you can't.
No, they're down.
It doesn't look dirty.
Really?
Either.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You might be able to fly over them, jump over them, but you ain't gonna see them.
The people that live in that house, is that the same people that own the
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. I think we know all we need to, unless any discussion amongst ourselves. Anybody game to throw out a motion?
Ever had one with a pickleball court?
No.
Pickleball or basketball.
So you've already had your time to speak. So, you know what? You're the only one. What question do you have?
Is the pickleball court lighted? So, are there going to be
It's
indoors. Okay.
You're on pickleball.
I would have sessions of pickleball.
Yeah. Well, I almost was going to say noise is an issue. Like, there are lawsuits being filed now in HOAs because of the noise from playing on tennis courts.
Sure. We will be managing it, and we go to bed at 9. We do have a goal in serving families, and very much are making it to where it will be, there won't be a lot of outdoor activity, so I don't think noise will be a problem.
All right.
I would move to accept the motion.
So we got a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion or the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Good luck. So do they need to speak with you or the office or call or? Thank you.
Tell Randy Kramer said hello.
All right. Well, now it's 7:20, so we.
Yeah. Rachel, you want to come up here? You want to come up here and introduce the group? And,
sure, yeah, that would be great.
And everybody can fill in if you want, if you guys want to move up and talk to the board a little bit and ask them questions about kind of what they did and how they got to where they got.
Good deal. So thanks so much for entertaining us. I'm Rachel Barnett, and I'm the chair of the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors Local Realtor Academy, which is basically a group of 10, usually 10 peers within our organization that go through kind of a rigorous application process. And the goal for the Local Realtor Academy is we want to kind of train them up and educate them about our organization, but also about parliamentary procedure and how to do things to better our community. And part of that is this is the first time in at least the last 6 or 7 years that I've been involved that we've attended a planning and zoning meeting. We want to also thank Cody Stice very much. He's been very great. And the presentation, he met with us earlier this evening and was very well informed. And as a realtor, I've been in the business for 10 years, I guess more than that, almost 12 years as a licensed realtor. And before that, 15 years on the title side. And I got to tell you, I'm embarrassed to say that I've never been to a PNZ meeting. So it's been very informative for me. And I will open that up to the group. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and ask any questions, maybe, if you have any? Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any questions, but Tiffany Chandler, I'm with Gergen & Associates.
Megan McDonald, Blackbird Realtors.
Christy was sold in Realty, and I was here that night that was crowded with a whole bunch of people with that road that was going to that river place. No, man. They were talking about all of the remember that night? It was like out the hallway, and it was
We've had 50 of those.
I'm Kenya Wilhite. I'm with Ozark Mountain Realty Group. I don't have any questions, but thanks for having us tonight. It's been great.
Danielle Schmidt with EXP. Thank you.
Paul Grant, Kellerwood, Shrelix.
Victoria Lewis, White Mango Real Estate. It's very informative.
Deborah Wallace, White Mango Real Estate.
Jackie
Bailey
with HCW Realty, thank
you for having us. Right. I just want to say I got hammered in my little meeting, so you guys did a lot better than me. So.
He answered all of our questions.
You know, I almost made a comment and I didn't, but just from a learning perspective, you know, we went through rezoning or the Rosno zoning. So we held, I don't know, how many townships are there? Is there nine? So we held meetings in each township, 9 or 10, so to where the community could come and ask questions. We had all the plats out and went through all that. We had some people that wanted what we proposed to zone. They wanted to have it changed, so we worked with them and had the zoning change. But probably, from my perspective, one that slipped through the cracks was the example of the very first one we had, and what's the development up top with the nightly rentals?
Rocky Shores, yeah.
And the only reason I bring that up is because when that was presented to us, because it goes back to, like, at the meetings, like, they showed up during one of the meetings to talk about getting that rezoned, is there was an assumption that they were going to have road access coming from Emerald Point, and Emerald Point has restricted their access, which forced them through all those owners that were here. And I think if we would have known that, there probably would have been a different outcome. So that's the lesson learned for me, is to be sure to ask all questions that are out there and to be sure we fully understand. But that was when we were rezoning the entire county. And out of all that stuff, we've had, five or six that we've had to do some cleanup of. We missed a parcel here and there.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
But overall, the team did an awesome job.
They did a really good job.
To get that going for the county. So I felt bad for all them tonight because I've been thinking about that for years since that happened.
Do you care to kind of introduce yourselves and tell us how many years you've served on this board? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. You want to start?
It's going to be expressed in days. 90 days in. Bill Stewart. So.
George Kramer, I think, what, 7 years, Tony?
Is that all?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'd have to go back and look.
Howard Kitchen, and honestly, I think it might be. Did we come on at the same time? Because you were here when I was here.
I wouldn't. Was I? I'm older than he is.
I'm gonna say 8 years for me, but that's a guess. But I know it was pre-COVID. So.
Rick Castro, a year and 3 months.
Jack Cole, just about a year.
I'm David Stewart, and I've been here forever. I've worked under every planning administrator Taney County's ever had, and I'm retiring after this term. I just did this to win friends and then.
Is that working out okay?
No.
That's why he's retiring.
Roger Haynes, I thought I was here for 8 years, but I can't validate that. So.
I'm Tom Holman, and this is my fifth year.
One other question, if the class doesn't have any more, and if you all are probably ready to go home, could we get a photo with all of you with the class?
Sure.
Okay. You'll learn if you come to the meetings that I'm one of the more verbose people on the board, and I know you.
No, never.
But I want to say this: when we started having the planning and the zoning maps, it was a big deal because every county in the state had planning and had a zoning map. We didn't. And if someone showed up and said, oh, Taney County has a great place and we're going to build a widget plant, they'd have to buy a piece of property and come in and try to get a permit to build the widget plant. And they couldn't have the owner apply because he wasn't going to build the widget plant. It was a disaster. People, oh, well, we'll go to Ozark County or Christian County. We really needed a zoning map. And we spent over a year having meetings in all the townships. And sometimes there'd be six people there or eight people there. And we advertised, we did everything we could. And now a lot of times folks show up and they're, well, zoning just showed up. No, it didn't. No, we spent a lot of time on it. And they get mad at us, you know. And I'll that's as brief as I can be.
That is brief for you.
I think so.
Can we get a
question? So when you retire, how do you get a seat up there?
Actually, we all represent a township, so you have to live in the township. And which township were you in?
We represent Swan townships.
Swan Town. Yeah. So when you have to live in that township. And someone vacates a position.
A large meeting. They don't remember the meeting that we had back in the old days. And I listened to Pete Ray and various others rave and rant until 2 o'clock in the morning. And we held a meeting in the Forsyth Gymnasium because that's about 2,000 people there. For about 2 years, we were on the television. There were at least three television stations here every meeting.
Do you remember what the subject of that project was?
That was the racetrack, right?
It was a racetrack.
Oh, in Hollister.
Yeah.
Noise levels.
Yeah.
They dozed all the trees off.
What?
They dozed off all the trees.
Yeah.
One of the things with the realtor community that it took me a little get used to is a lot of times the realtors would represent the owner.
Yeah.
And it took me a little bit to get used to that. And I found one of the things